Welcome back to Sikkim 365 Radio.
Now they try to stop a third and 16. Klein, troubled again, down he goes. And this one's Chris McAllister. And Phil Bennett's defense, their second sack of the night.
This segment on Baylor Athletics on Sikkim 365 Radio is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac, located at the Imperial Drive exit off Loop 340 in Waco. Proud supporters of all Baylor Athletics.
I don't know when we're going to do this, but Paul, I sent you a clip from Kevin Hoffman's wife with a mask on as if she was him. And she will now do all of his interviews, I think, for the rest of the year.
I haven't loaded.
It went viral.
It's ready.
We'll have that at some point today. She tagged me in it along with a few others. It's just hilarious. Chris McAllister, former Baylor defensive lineman, joins us now on Sikkim 365 Radio. Chris is in Arizona. Spoke with him a little bit a couple of times, I guess you could say, over the last couple of three or four days. Chris, thank you for joining us. Paul Catalina, David Smoke, Craig Smoke. How you doing? Tell everybody what you're doing these days.
Hey guys, how y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me. I've been out here in Arizona playing arena football the last couple of years for the Arizona Rattlers out here. Did win a championship and stuff. So, you know, I've been just out here playing football and living the last couple of years.
So is it that time now in your life that's, okay, do I keep playing football or do I start doing something that's maybe what's going to do what I'll do the next, let's say, 25 or 30 years?
Definitely leaning towards what's next in life. You know, I'm 29 now, getting to turn 30 next year. Body's getting a little beat up now, you know, and I'm just looking for what's next. Anxious to get on to what's next. You know, I think I'm excited for something new in life.
How fun, though, is that style of ball in the Arena League?
Arena's fun. You know, for people that haven't seen it, it's an exciting game. It's only, there are like eight people on the field, and it's played on a hockey rink, so it's a little different when you first look at it. But there are a lot of similarities to outdoor football. It's a real fast pace, though, high scoring. So, you know, it's kind of like the Big 12, I guess, in some aspects. You know, teams put up a lot of points. But, you know, it's a fun game for guys like me who just like to rush the passer and get back. You know, it's a passing league. So, you know, there are some fun guys. There's a lot of talent in the league, a lot of good talent, you know, from all over the country. So it is a competitive, fun style of football to play.
Did that take you long to adjust to, Chris? I mean, like you said, being in the Big 12, it kind of prepared you for that style of football. But, I mean, it's different. So was that a big adjustment at all?
Yeah, when I first got started playing, it was a big adjustment. I was actually in San Jose playing for the Sabercats out there, and they were in the Arena Football League. And that's like a different league in itself. It's like more passing. They pass like, you know, the whole time, and it's a lot of slide protection and stuff like that. So it was a big learning curve for me, just because things happen faster. You know, instead of five linemen, there's three, and instead of going against tackles, they're going against guards. So a little bit bigger body for me to deal with. But you know, like anything else, once you put in some time, you know, you sit down and say it a little bit, it starts to become second nature to you.
You won a couple of championships, right? I know you'd rather have played longer. Anyone would that wants to play pro football mm-hmm. in the NFL, but you were at least, you tasted some victory. You learned a little bit of that when you were at Baylor.
Yeah, we did. We won one in San Jose, and then I came out here to Arizona and won one. This past season, lost the championship game, so. You know, I was on a couple of successful teams, and being at Baylor did prepare me for that because it's, you know, very similar atmosphere, you know, big, a lot of crowd, and it's, there can be some tense and stressful moments and things like that. So, you know, it was nice to leave Baylor with a championship and then come out here and get some more, you know, professional success. That was a good, you know, part of my career, I'd say.
When you were here at Baylor, Phil Bennett came in and he was brought in to kind of ratchet up that defense. I played the highlight in your rejoin of the sack you had on Colin Klein against Kansas State and that huge win you guys had. What was it like when Phil Bennett came and kind of changed things around? And we're going to need a good Phil Bennett story from you.
Okay, Phil Bennett story.
You don't sound thrilled.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to think of a couple. We and Coach Bennett have had a couple of encounters. it's funny you bring him up. When he first came to Baylor, I remember being called into his office. They were introducing us to the new defensive coordinator, and guys were kind of talking about him in the locker room, but nobody kind of knew who he was or anything like that. He was at Kansas State and all that, so we kind of knew about his record, his track record. And I just remember going into his office and him sitting down and behind his desk and all that, and it was, kind of quiet, just me and him in there, closed the door. And before he introduced himself to me, he told me I was going to start playing defensive end. I think he probably said, well, I'm moving to defensive end. I'm still bidding, by the way. It's probably how he worded it or something like that. it kind of was a little shock. I was like, man, I wanted to play linebacker and all that stuff. But he moved it, and he assured me that it would be good for my career, and that there are guys that are similar to me that have done it and played for him, and it would work out if it worked. And that first spring when he was here was we didn't really butt heads because I couldn't really you don't really talk back to the coach, so it was more him a lot of yelling towards me and a lot of a lot of verbals and stuff like that in the camp. But after that first camp, we became really good friends. And, even when he was out here at Arizona State, I was, got to catch up with him a couple of times and hang out with him and stuff. We became really, really good friends. So, we butted heads at first, but I love him to death now.
You know what? I'm so glad, Paul. Great question and great answer, because here's what Phil Bennett sent to me this afternoon. I can see Chris's face even now when I told him he was a defensive end instead of a Mike linebacker. He almost cried, but my God, what a defensive end he became.
Yeah, that's about it. I was a little upset about it. I told him, I didn't come to Baylor to play defensive end. I didn't want to do that. And, he calmed me down and said it would be good, and I trusted him. I'm glad I did, too. It did work out. He was right. But yeah, I remember that meeting. I really do.
Chris, what was that like to be on the defensive side of the ball with a team that got so much attention because of the offense? I mean, you guys had to make plays as well for the team to win games. Not that it was like a jealousy type of thing, but was it, I guess, sort of frustrating at times that the defense maybe didn't get as much pub, even though the offense was as flashy as it was?
I don't think so. I didn't feel any jealousy towards them. I like to get stops and give them the ball, to watch them do what they do. We went against them, every day in practice, and it was real competitive in practice. So they would have days where they win, probably more days where they won, if I'm being honest. But, we did have days where we would get after them, and we were a team. The offense played for the defense and defense for the offense. That was something that we preached, and that was real big, especially my senior year. And I think it finally clicked for everybody is people playing for each other. So, there was a lot of praise given in the public eye and the media. They might have seen, the offense and the touchdowns. They were scoring a lot, but, us in the locker room and amongst the players, it was a lot of love being spread and everybody for everybody. So it was pretty good.
So this position that you didn't want to play that you turned out to be so really, really good. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but about a month or so ago, we at Sikkim 365 put together like the all-decade Baylor football team and included first and second team. And we had Phil Bennett on the day that we released the defensive team, and he went to bat for you. And there's been some names, as you know, including the most recent with James Lynch with what he's done. But he went to bat for you. He is a huge Chris McAllister fan, but he talked about some of the guys that were the unsung heroes of those teams. Not so much that you didn't get attention, because you did, but he really talked about how you were part of the glue of that team when they started to turn the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's man, that's humbling. I appreciate that. That's just a young kid taking a chance, and the coach is taking a chance on a young kid and working hard, doing everything with the opportunity that I could. And, it is very humbling to be on a list like that. When I think I saw the list when it first came out, and I was going through the names, and I was you know, I was reading everybody's thing and I watched them play, you know, and I couldn't argue with anybody, you know, for first or second team, whoever you guys chose. It was, you know, just humbling to be included. And if I wasn't on the first team, the guys that would have been were, you know, very deserving themselves. So, you know, all that is great. But, you know, to hear Coach Bennett say that, that's really great. I just think about everything that we have been through, you know, and it means a lot that I had that impact on him, or he feels that of me.
He's loyal to a core, as you know. Chris McAllister, former Baylor defensive lineman from Judson High School out of Converse. I went to Randolph, so I was right around the corner, but about 30, 40 years older than you, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio.
Chris, a lot of times when we have people from your era on, they talk about that Kansas State game that was kind of the game that they remember of that season, where really you'd kind of put everything that had gone wrong that year behind you. What are your memories of that Kansas State game?
The first thing I remember was that was the first blackout game. And, you know, we had news, the uniforms, and that was like a big thing for us. We were feeling really good in the locker room. And I remember the atmosphere coming out, how the crowd looking up and it looking like, you know, like a black crowd over a black cloud in the arena, and everything just, you know, feeling electric and like a different vibe. And everything clicking as far as, they were calling plays and we were calling checks, and we were just all so in tune that game and so focused. And like you said, the season hadn't gone how we wanted it to, but that game was kind of like the first game that we put everything together. And then being number one at the time and, you know, coming into Waco, it was just a really good night, a really good feeling, and I guess a glimpse of, you know, what was to come or what we had potential to be.
You were also named the defensive MVP that year in the bowl game. What was the UCLA game, the Holiday Bowl? You had a lot of great memories. K-State's a game that a lot of people who played during that time period say is their favorite memory. Is that yours? Is it the Holiday Bowl? Or what comes to mind for you when you look back on your Baylor career?
My favorite game that I personally played would probably be the Holiday Bowl. I had, you know, the most fun in that game. And it was just a great time being in California in general with my teammates for that week. You know, we had fun the whole time down there, and you know, kind of put it together and you know, win that game, and you know, kind of set what would be the standard for the next season. That was you know, pretty big. But one, I guess, a game as far as like the team and what we all accomplished or what I accomplished in my career at Baylor would have to be the Texas game. We won the Big 12, the last game. I personally didn't, you know, have the greatest game that day, but, you know, what we achieved and what we accomplished was, you know, that was history. And I remember walking off the field, and I was walking with Coach Acuff, and he told me, you know, remember when I came to your house in high school and I said we would do this, we'd make history, and we got it done. And I'll never forget that because, you know, we talked about that, you know, back when I was 17, 18 years old, that we were going to get it done. And to do that is like, you know, it was an amazing feeling. And for both of us to remember that and connect to that moment was like, it's unforgettable.
You mentioned, Paul, you brought up K-State. Craig, you brought up K-State. I want to bring it up again. What was the first play of that game in 2012 when you guys started to turn the corner? Do you remember the very first play of that game?
The Kansas State game?
Yep.
I can't say I remember that one.
Well, no. Coach Bennett said that you were smart, obviously, that there was a reverse called. And I'm not sure if that was the 2012 game. I'm looking, trying to find the play-by-play. But he said it.
Oh, he might be. I think if I know the play you're talking about, it might have been the Oklahoma game.
Okay.
The first play of the Oklahoma game. Yeah. They ran a reverse, and it was I tackled him in the backfield.
And that started what he called a blank kicking.
Tone setter.
You know, I talked to Coach Acuff about that too, and he said that after that play, he knew that we were ready. And you know, that was another exciting game too. I'm beating Oklahoma that time. That's always, you know, it's always good beating the Sooners.
When
so that felt good.
You had other offers. You could have played at other schools in the Big 12, Oklahoma State, Missouri, Kansas State, among others. When you mentioned Coach Acuff, Why Baylor? What was it about Baylor that when you're playing at Judson, you're among one of the elite programs in Texas, you could have gone a lot of different places. You chose Baylor. What was it about Baylor that made that decision for you?
It was just the, when I sat down with Coach Acuff and Coach Miles, and they talked about just the challenges of Baylor. And, you know, there's a lot of places that I could have gone and probably would have had success at, and it would have been, you know, who knows how it would have turned out. But Baylor at that point kind of had a, you know, weird history to it, or it wasn't as, you know, good or all the stuff as the other schools. And it was kind of like, you know, go to a place and kind of help a school make a name for itself and help it become something, you know, win a championship at a place that it hadn't happened before. And I believed in their vision that they painted for me, and trusted enough in myself, and I accepted challenges myself, because I like to do things that I guess people don't necessarily wouldn't do, or they say you shouldn't do, or, you know, just take on challenges that they don't always see the best in. But Baylor was an opportunity to, you know, to make something happen in a place that it hadn't happened before. And I think that a lot of people at the time when they went there, that's what it was. We wanted to, you know, take a school and, you know, make a name for ourselves with it, and kind of take over or try to take over.
Well, you did. You ended up being a part of that. That first play was a reverse to Sterling Shepard, who was a hell of a player. Locke knocked him down for a loss, ended up dominating that game in Norman 41-12. Chris, thank you. Great to hear from you. Stay in touch. Good luck with your next level of whatever you do in life. Great to hear from you. You're a guy that a lot of people remember, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for everything. Thanks for having me.
Chris McAllister from Judson High School out in Arizona, played for Baylor on those teams that changed everything to get him in position to win that Big 12 title, which he was a part of.